Thank you, Chair. Very pleased to speak again on behalf of the EU and its member states. I'd like to thank the Secretariat for the detailed report on UNCTAD's technical cooperation activities and their financing, and of course, Raul's presentation of this this report. First of all, we're very much pleased to know the diversification of funding sources, in particular from other UN entities and international organizations. This observed diversification over the past 2 years demonstrates that UNCTAD has been building on its comparative advantage within the multilateral system and how it increasingly contributes in synergies with these other entities to our shared goals of the 2030 agenda. These results further confirm the Secretariat's efforts and contribution to the reform of the UN development system to deliver as one which we commend, in addition to all the other activities that Raul outlined in his presentation on this issue. As can be confirmed by the report, the EU and its member states continue delivering on our expressed commitment with UNCTAD. More importantly, our portfolio with UNCTAD has been increasing over the recent years, and EU member states consistently feature as top financial contributors, confirming our sustained engagement with UNCTAD. Indeed, Team Europe's approach in implementing EU's global gateway fits well with overarching objectives of UNCTAD and our shared objectives of SDGs. For instance, the ongoing multi-year 10 million euro project on improving Pacific Islands customs and trade, or the 2.8 million investment facilitation program for Suriname, Vanuatu, Gambia, Nigeria, Angola, and Zimbabwe that we're currently preparing with UNCTAD, or the by now traditional support to DEMFAS, investment and digital economy programs by the EU and several of our member states. Our actions focus on areas that consistently demonstrate their value through demand and appreciation by developing countries, as well as by achieving concrete results, most notably trade facilitation, DEMFAS, and digital economy, as well as investment programs. Given how thinly spread the resources are among the remaining 25 UNCTAD's cooperation products, we wonder if there is value in focusing on fewer products, yet with greater impact that these products could achieve with more resources. For instance, on products that, according to paragraph 49 of the report, consistently receive the highest number of requests from beneficiary countries, namely competition and consumer protection policies, business facilitation, in addition to digital economy. Perhaps the Secretariat can offer some views on this, in particular in relation to what we agreed in the paragraph 4 from the last year's board decision on technical cooperation, which requested the Secretariat to present the new UNCTAD toolbox and resource mobilization strategy that was mentioned during the last session, last year's session. We also know that country projects increased significantly in 2022 at the expense of inter-regional projects. Such approach that is more focused on the needs of individual countries possibly allows for more operational and thus useful activities in targeted countries, which we support, even if arguably at the expense of having participation of fewer countries. Could the Secretariat perhaps offer its views on this perceived trade-off? Would also commend a significant increase of support to least developed countries, accounting now for about half of the total technical cooperation activities. Indeed, Bridgestone Covenant calls for such focus, and we're happy to note this trend. Likewise, we commend the efforts outlined in the areas of result-based management and integration of human rights and gender consideration, although as noted in the evaluation reports that are to be considered under Agenda Point 4, further efforts need to be done. Thank you.